Proclamation number 7263 of 22nd of January, 1959. Every human being experiences God's revelation in himself. Every person shall experience that God's love takes care of him, and therefore every person is sometimes harshly touched by fate, and depending on his attitude he will receive help in his adversity. But he will be able to visibly recognize where help comes from if only he has a spark of faith in God and his might within himself, for he is often affected by adversity from which there seems to be no help anymore. And yet, help will come to him, even if it seems natural but obviously proving the intervention of a loving and powerful God. For God wants to reveal himself in his love, he wants people to recognize him and then also learn to love him, because God is only ever interested in the human being's love which shall turn towards him. Yet the human being's will is also part of it in order to recognize God and to love him. Anyone who always rejects God would also not feel touched if he once visibly experiences God's help. For him it remains a coincidence of his own merit when an adversity is reduced, when help arrives or fellow human beings assist him. Then he will always be inclined to explain everything to himself naturally, without accepting a God in control of his fate. And he cannot be forced to think differently. Only such strokes of fate can repeat themselves and slowly cause him to think about it, but with positive success only when the inner resistance against God diminishes, when he plays with the thought that a higher power is decisive in every person's life. But anyone who repeatedly feels God's love and allows himself to be seized by it has drawn blessings from his course of destiny, no matter how difficult it may have been, for recognizing God's love is of such great importance for people that this also explains the hard fate of many people who are repeatedly touched in order to decide for God once they have recognized him in his love. Because only this decision determines the human being's conscious life. For the human being only becomes thoughtful when such revelations of God obviously reveal themselves to him, and as soon as he looks at all events in his life from the point of view that they were imposed on him by God, but that God also orders and levels them again in his love for the human being, his life will become a conscious one. He will take everything upon himself in the certainty that he will also be helped because God loves him. To have gained this realization is a great spiritual progress which will certainly result in an easier earthly life for him, because now there is no longer the necessity of severe strokes of fate, because the human being is convinced of God's love and surrenderingly submits to his will, which he has recognized as loving. Every person has this opportunity to come to recognize God's love, but his will is not anticipated, and therefore many people still remain untouched, although God's love often speaks a very clear language. But the strokes of fate naturally accumulate in order to make the human being deal with them mentally and learn to recognize what he would rather deny, that there is a God who directs and guides everything and who lovingly takes care of all his living creations so that they will still find and take the path to him in earthly life. Amen.